morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way, it's a real pleasure, as always, whenever he's on the show. It's been a while. When's the last time you were on the show, sir?
A little over 2 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Hello, Wayne County.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Technical Sergeant, United States Air Force, Jason Edgington. Mr. Edgington.
Thank you, thank you.
What's your serial number?
I'm going to give you that.
No.
I don't need the county stealing my info.
I didn't know if I was supposed to get your name, rank, serial number, all that kind of business.
So holding me hostage?
I have not yet closed the door, but I suppose I can.
Well, then I might have to give it to you because that's all I can give.
Is that all you can? That's a good question. You've been in the Air Force for 18 years now.
18.
And how often, being in the Air Force, are you briefed on that protocol, what you can give if captured by an enemy?
That'd be called the code of conduct. That's just something you're supposed to know.
So you're tested on that when you come in?
Well, yeah.
After basic training, probably.
Yeah.
You ever get refreshers?
Well, yeah. You can read about it all the time. We have an Air Force handbook.
No, that's not the question. Do they make you take a test?
Yeah, every year.
You have to take a test.
That's to make the next rank and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm all right, say I'm a buck private.
Well, that we and don't I'm, have privates.
Well,
that'd be the Army.
Airman. I'm a buck
there
airman.
You go. You're right. An airman. Okay.
You don't call him buck airman?
No, just like I call him a lot of things, Bruce, but we can't say that on the radio.
Oh, now that's not true, Jason. This is the new and
kinder, gentler.
The kinder, gentler Air Force. How's that going?
2 more years, Bruce.
All right. I won't bug you about that. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back from England for the first time in a couple of years. I got to know, has Wayne County changed any to you? What have you seen new? I showed you some stuff yesterday that you were shocked by.
Well, anytime you've been away from the States and you could just go to the store, you see all kinds of new products and stuff and TV shows. We watched Hard Knocks the other day.
You don't get Hard Knocks.
I don't get Hard Knocks.
That's just terrible.
I live a rough life, Bruce.
I can't believe you don't get HBO. You probably could pay for it.
We get not current HBO stuff, but stuff that's been on a year later.
What is the biggest difference, do you think, in England to the United States? Having lived in England now, we were trying to figure out. Lynn and I were trying to figure out how long you've lived over there. 6 years? 5 years?
We've lived there almost 5 years, me and Dinah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess we better tell people who you are. Tell people who you are.
Where I'm from?
Yeah. Whose boy are you?
Whose boy am I? I'm Barbara Etheridge's son. And my wife is Dinah Pollard. Uh-huh. And my brothers are, well, brother's another radio personality you had up here, the professor. Steve Steiner, and I got a brother down in Louisiana, Jeff Steiner.
You realize that these boys are apparently going to be on the show sometime.
Yeah, you might.
Do I need to soundproof the studio?
You might need to get the censorship ready.
Do I need to put the delay, install a delay?
Yeah, and my sister, Cynthia.
Okay.
So it's good to be back, I'll tell you that.
What's the big difference in your first impression coming back?
I was in Wayne County for a whole 5 seconds when I drove on the wrong side of the road, so that's a big difference. You know, it's a little tough to get used to.
Yeah, tell me, how difficult is it to get? We talked back in December when I traveled to England, and I told you that I would have a tremendous amount of trouble driving on the left side of the road.
And
how long does it take to transition to drive on the left side of the road?
I drive a car that's on the right, so it helps.
You drive a car that already has the steering wheel in the wrong
place. It's the English spec, yeah. So now Dinah drives a Jeep that's on its American spec, yeah. And that's that messes me up.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but it does. I got to think when I think a little harder to not turn out in the wrong lane.
Well, Mr. Edgington, you're supposed to be thinking all the time while you're driving.
This is true.
But you, how did you drive on the wrong side when you got into the county? What are you talking about?
Well, when I turned left to go on 7th Street to come to your house.
You went into the wrong lane.
I went in the wrong lane. And the guy in the turn lane.
Was there anybody kind of surprised?
The guy in the turn lane gave me a funny look.
Did you go inside the guy in the turn lane?
Inside the guy on the turn lane. And then I whipped her right back around. So, I mean, lucky Wayne County's finest didn't see this.
That is kind of fortunate.
But I think I got a good excuse. It's been 2 years since I drove here.
How? Yeah, but that's got to be kind of that kind of makes people a little bit anxious probably when they see you driving on the road now. Don't know if you're going to be pulling into the wrong lane.
I'm doing better.
How are you doing better?
I'm doing better.
What's the difference? What's the difference in England and say Wayne County or you live in a small town?
Very small. It's technically the Wayne County of England, I think.
Well, now see, England's what, 80 million people,
roughly
size of Illinois.
Yeah, might be a little bigger than Illinois. Landmass wise, yeah, I think it's a little bit.
That's what shocks me whenever I visited over there. That was one of the things that really surprised me, was how open the country is when you're not in the city.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of rural areas.
That many people. I wouldn't have thought. I didn't think that there was going to be any. I thought it was going to be just a mess.
I think
of people all over the place, and it's not like that, is it?
No, I think 8 or 9 of them live in London alone. 8 or 9 million. So
probably more than that.
I
when you talk about the in the well, in the concrete belt. What do they call that? The green belt.
Where at in London?
Around London, around England, where they don't have where they don't build.
Oh, where they? I don't know what they call it, but yeah, you're right. They have certain restrictions on. That's one thing. That's a big difference. There's a lot of different restrictions,
rules and restrictions.
Like you got to pay a if you drive into London, you got to pay a fee to.
Wait a minute.
What
to like? You mean to drive in the inner city?
Yeah, because you're driving your car. They want you to use public transportation. That's one big difference between England and America.
How do you do that?
Their public transportation is amazing in England.
How do you pay the emissions fee, though?
I have never drove into London, so I have no idea. And there's certain times where you don't have to pay it. It's all kinds of confusing.
How do you pay it, though? I mean, do people come knock on the window?
You probably mail it into the post.
People come knocking on the window and tell you they'll wash your windshield as well?
Yeah.
At the same time you're paying it?
Here's a good difference. The mail system in England. Now, granted, it's an island, so stuff can get around quicker, but their Royal Mail there is fantastic.
Really?
It's quick, nothing damaged, never damaged. It's pretty good.
I just mentioned somebody, you know, wiping your windows off or something like that. Do you see homeless folks?
Yeah, in the city. Yeah.
I didn't know if they had that fixed or not.
Yeah, well, it's just like anywhere else. You know, they got issues. They got houses for them, though, and stuff.
What's the story over there with this whole Brexit thing?
Boy, I tell you what,
Are you in the know at all about the?
I'm not
the English move.
I'm kind of glad they got away from the European ties they had because it made the pound drop. So it's down to about 1.32.
Well, the bad deal is, had you already bought your plane tickets?
Yes.
Well, that's not. Yeah, see that?
I lost on that, but.
But you're doing well.
But me and Dinah do live off the economy quite a lot, so it's nice when we go down to the butcher's or the store in the village and pay pounds, you're getting a little back now.
This is the interesting thing. This is the interesting thing to me is that the little villages in England all still have their little shops as opposed
to,
they have not the villages
they have not been prisoner to Walmart.
They haven't been Walmartized,
no,
have they?
None.
Has Walmart tried to get into England yet? Do you know?
I would almost bet you that Walmart's tied into some of their, like, they have a Sainsbury's grocery store in Tesco. I bet you Walmart probably owns something of them.
Well, you know, Kroenke does own Arsenal.
Yes. So
the soccer team.
Yes.
So he surely has, because I think he's, well, I know he's heavily involved with Walmart, but I don't know if he's involved in that side.
Surprised he didn't move the Rams there.
Did you really have to talk about
Well, you know I'm a Bears fan, so I got to throw a jab in every once in a while.
You know, we were going so well. The show.
I do feel bad for all you Rams fans. I do. You guys got done wrong.
Thank you.
You did. You got done
wrong. Thank you for what little solace that brings.
I can't believe you wouldn't make the change to being a Bears fan.
All right. When we come back to the Bruce Dickey Show, I've got Technical Sergeant Jason Edgington. He's going to try to talk me into becoming a Bears fan. It's going to take more than talk, pal. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm going to go back home. Well, I feel a little tired and I think I'm going to go back home. If I don't see no cops, then the trip won't take that long. Well, I'm going to be flying tonight on a lone highway where no drunks are bound. I'm going to be balling the jack on the open road where no cops are bound. I got to go 100 miles to get back to my town.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here. Bruce Dickey here. And I've got Jason Edgington over there on the other side. I promised you I was going to play you something, didn't I?
Yeah, that wasn't bad tunes right there, Bruce, but you know the one I wanted.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me...
You got it?
Well, I could get it.
I mean, maybe this will sway you to becoming Bears fan.
I don't think it will. Well, where's the sound? I'll be working. I got YouTube running the Super Bowl Shuffle here, so maybe I can't play it.
Well, that's just too bad because...
Yeah, it should be playing. Well, I see now you were going to try to sway me to be a Bears. Oh, I know it. I know what I've done wrong. I'm sorry. I did the same thing. It's been a long morning.
See, Bruce? The Rams will not be doing this anytime soon.
Rams have done it more recently than the...
It's true.
Sweetness. That's 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
I think that's... I mean, you get to hear Sweetness. I mean, the great
Walter
Payton.
You got to hear Walter play. Was Walter Payton your favorite player growing up? Is that what...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Is that what made you a... is that what caused you to be a Bears fan?
When I was real young, I started out being a St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Yeah, Big Red.
And Big Red. And then I think 84, and especially I think 85 is what swayed me out of being... Fifth grade in 85, so watching Walter Payton and then winning the Super Bowl
so
in 85, that kind of swayed me to...
So what you're saying is you're basically, you go to the winning teams.
Well, if you call that bandwagon. That's a long bandwagon.
All right, so you've been, but then you've been a Bears fan for the next 30 years.
Right, yep.
So I guess you can live with that.
Yeah.
I call it... what is it, a frontline jumper? I'm trying to remember the name.
But you can thank Walter Payton for probably making me become a Bears fan.
They've got Mike Tomczak on here, for crying out loud, on the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Gary Fincic. That defense there, Bruce, is probably the best ever.
All right. Now, can you tell anybody what you do in the armed forces, in the Air Force? What do you do there?
Okay. So I'm a government security officer right now.
Okay.
So I work in a vault, a control vault.
Do you have windows?
No.
No. You work in a vault?
Yes.
How big is the vault? You can't tell that, can you?
I wouldn't know.
You can't tell that?
I mean,
bigger than this room?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess my question is, the reason I'm asking the question, is it claustrophobic?
No, it's not like working in a cellar.
I just wondered, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fairly big building. I mean, one floor, it's not super big, but it's probably...
How many bases does the U.S. still have in England?
Oh, the U.S., we have RAF Lakenhee. Just like U.S., like footprint?
Yeah.
Is Lakenhee.
That's only one?
And Milton Hall's still there, but not for long. We're moving out and...
Putting everything in Lakenheath?
Yeah. We get the F-35 program in 2020. We should be flying the first F-35.
That's the brand new one, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That presents probably all kinds of different issues for the weapons folks, doesn't it?
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm in charge right now with another guy to set up our new facilities for the 35 program.
Really?
And let me tell you what, it's going to be a big footprint at Lakenheath.
No kidding.
Two more squadrons at Lakenheath added to the three we already got.
See, that's the thing. When you're there at Lakenheath, I've visited there one time,
mm-hmm.
And when you're there, and these planes are taking off all the time. Or they seem to be taken off
all the time.
And you guys and everybody else there don't pay any attention to it.
No.
They'll look up.
Well,
they don't see them. Whereas dumb people like me look up all the time and say, wow, look at that one.
When
it's
you're
loud.
Around it 24/7, you just get used to it.
Yeah.
But we're busy at Lakenheath, though. We do fly live missions out of there.
Uh-huh.
Like, we get the call. We go over to Libya or wherever we might have you that they need some business to take care of. We're busy.
All right, now you didn't just get in trouble talking about Libya.
No, that's been, you can see that on CNN.
Okay.
And that's been 6-8 months ago now, so.
Well, I didn't want to get you in any
Bruce, hot don't water. Worry, I'm not going to get in myself.
You're not going to get in hot water?
No.
I can't get you to talk about the components of nuclear devices and that kind of stuff?
No.
Do you know anything like that?
No.
See,
I cannot confirm or deny.
Well, I'm not going to waterboard you.
I'm immune to that now.
We were talking about, Len and I were talking about the holiday world, the waterboarding. And mm-hmm. and I did not say that I'd almost prefer to be waterboarded to going to holiday world. But I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun and folks have a good time there.
Hopefully the weather's nice.
Okay. You've been in for 18 months now, or 18 years. 18 years now. Yeah. Are you going to continue on, or what are your plans?
I'm done at 20.
You're going to quit at 20.
I'll retire at 20, and then hopefully I will be looking to work for the Department of Defense doing what I do now.
Oh, really?
As a civilian. So,
do they, when somebody works for the Department of Defense, how many active people, active members of the military work for the DOD, and how many non-active? Do you have any idea?
Gosh. Are there more? Dyna works for the DOD.
So there are there more people
there's
working for the Department
of
Defense than
there's
than
a lot of DOD
civilians,
folks.
I guess, yep. Is the terminology.
There's a lot of government employees, a lot, and I wouldn't have a clue what the number would be, but it's a lot.
Huh.
And they're going to, like, just for the weapons side of it, I know they're See, I might get you to switch over.
No, you won't.
But just for the weapons side of it, we have what you call back shop, where it's like you bring in a weapons equipment and they do maintenance on it.
Oh, really?
And now they're having civilians doing it now. I just had an old troop of mine that he worked for me in Germany when I was stationed there. And he got out, you know, did his 6 years, got out, and he just got hired in Vegas working civilian.
On their munitions.
On what we did as wearing the uniform. He's doing exactly what he did when he wore the uniform.
Seriously?
As a civilian. Their whole, it's called the back shop, where they do the schedule maintenance for the weapons equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all civilians now back there. And the government's turning towards that route, I guess. You see it a lot now.
Did you ever get the chance while you were in the Air Force to run in? You saw. I don't know if you saw that Colonel J.P. Boster retired.
Did he finally retire? Now, yeah. I got a good story about J.P.
Tell me.
Okay, so about a year ago, where I work now in this vault, I had a, we call him the program manager, and he was a lieutenant colonel. He came in, and, you know, we were doing the meet and greet. So we sit down. He's my new boss.
Yeah.
We get to talking. We said he used to be stationed at Kadena. Now, last I knew, JP was at, I should say, Colonel Boster.
Yeah. Well, he's stationed, retired now.
Yeah, he's a mister now. That's, thank you for your service if you ever hear this, Colonel Boster.
You never know.
But
probably still has relatives in here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does. But anyway, he says he was stationed at Kadena before he came to Lakenheath. And I was like, well, sir, do you know, I'm not sure what his rank is, but his name's JP Boster. And you should have seen this guy's face. And as soon as I saw his face, I was like, yep, you know JP Boster.
You know
Boster.
JP. Colonel Boster.
And he, it was, JP was this lieutenant colonel's boss at Kadena. He was his DO, which is a
director
of operations, okay, in the fighter squadron, because JP was a pilot.
Yeah.
So
there are stories about JP Boster, aren't there?
Oh, there's some good ones. Well, you can only imagine.
Yeah. Can you tell any of the good JP Boster stories that have floated through the Air Force? Because I mean, that's the thing. Whenever you're some kind of hotshot pilot, people find out about it.
And from what I understand, he was a darn good pilot. I was told that by the lieutenant colonel I worked for,
uh-huh,
and they loved working for him. So, but when did he retire?
Jamie Pollard went down and saw the ceremony like in May.
Well, that's pretty good. I didn't know that.
I want to say April or May.
Okay. Okay. Because I know from Kadena, I didn't know where he went after that.
So, and JP had what? He's 3-4 years older than you?
I think he was 5. He used to beat the hell out of me and Frank when we were kids. Down on Douglas Street.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah. I think he was 5 years older than me.
Yeah. Let's see. Now,
I'm Frank's age.
You're
me and Frank's
age.
Frank are the same age.
And Frank is like in
his middle
Missouri or something, right?
Yeah. Frank's, well, yeah, I think he is in Missouri. Yeah.
So you never got the chance to see JP Boster on the line?
Never
then.
Ran across him.
I'm surprised.
I always hoped I would, but never ran across him.
Well, now you might be able. Now you see him running around in Bermuda shorts or something like
that. Yeah, I would say he's enjoying life now.
That's the. What are some of the? Do you have any of the legendary stories of these guys? Because I mean, you've told me some stories of these pilots and stuff, but most of them, I'm not sure you can talk about, can you?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Kind of
that catch off guard.
That caught me off guard because I got all kinds of stories in the military, but
you can't tell them, can you?
Not some of them. You can't. Some of them you can't because they're still not out there. CNN still don't know. And if CNN don't know, we're doing a good job.
Well, you're changing names. You can change names. You can change names of the country if you want. This Russian colonel.
No, we don't even want to go there.
We're not talking about. Okay, yeah, that's.
Don't say the R word.
That's a potential incident. I'm sorry. All right, I forgot. This English colonel. How about that? They're a teammate.
Yeah, they are a teammate.
How are you guys received? How as a whole? How
in England?
Yeah, how's the Air Force received?
We work hand in hand with the RAF, which is the Royal Air Force.
Yeah.
I mean, we receive quite well.
I mean, do people? Whenever you travel, you've been to France. Yeah. You've been around.
Yeah.
Are American soldiers received happily?
We are targeted by certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hell, terrorists are everywhere, Bruce. You know. I mean.
There are more of them over there than here, though, aren't there?
Well, they're everywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So.
How often do you guys have some kind of, like, notice to be
ever
vigilant, more vigilant? We got something going on.
We get notices all the time. RAF Marham is, like, right down the road from Lakenheath, probably 20, 30 minutes. And we just had a soldier get attacked by knife right outside the gate.
By a terrorist?
Isn't
that the wrong place to attack a guy if you're a terrorist?
You would think right that's
outside,
not a good idea.
Right outside the gate of a Air Force base?
Yeah.
Whether it's English or American? Those guys carry pistols.
Yeah, well, Well, not off base you don't. Not the UK laws.
No. that the guy's at the if the guy was attacked just outside the gate.
Yeah.
The guys at the gate are carrying weapons.
Oh, they have weapons, yes. But I mean, this was probably ways where they couldn't see him. But you know, we're always targeted, Bruce. So, but as a reception, in for the most part, you know, for
so you,
we're allies.
So
yeah,
do you keep an eye out? Personally, like when you walk through a city or something like that,
of
you're
course.
Always keeping a
I wouldn't
an eye
be wearing
out.
This hat, this cardinal hat, right?
Really?
Now. Yeah. I mean, the haircut alone, which little hair I have left, that's an indicator that you're military. The high and tight fade is an indicator, but
well,
I don't wear like American stuff outside when Diane and I go to London or stuff. And I try, but
I
she always reminds
you,
me not to.
I was going to say, I got to tell you, I don't think I got the notice for this when we were walking around England.
Well, Bruce.
People just kind of.
What are you, 6'5"?
Yeah,
you kind of stand out.
People probably kind of look at me and figure I'm the jerk,
American.
Ugly American anyway.
They're going to know.
And then I start talking.
Yes.
And then it becomes more evident,
yeah, that's
I presume.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just kind of, I didn't realize that. I guess terror threats everywhere.
Everywhere. All the time. But
do you have the, were they able to do the 4th of July this year? Because it seemed like last year they didn't do it.
No.
They didn't do it again this year?
No, not this year. We used to back.
The Independence Day celebration is what I mean.
Yep. They used to do it, and now it's just, there's too much of a risk.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Even on base?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
What was it? Let's see, I got a good story about some guys trying to like sneak on base about 3 years ago.
I tell you what, hold on to that.
Okay.
And we'll come back, we'll tell that story, and we'll be back. I'm talking with Air Force Sergeant Jason Edgington, and we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Guest across the way is Mr. Jason Edgington, and he's I'm sorry, you're not a mister yet, are you?
I'm Technical Sergeant.
Technical Sergeant Jason Edgington. So being a Technical Sergeant, you're a sergeant, you're not a sir.
Either one will work.
Sir?
Sir's the most common.
Well, see, now, they made fun of people on one of those movies. I'm a sergeant, I work for a living. That was on Stripes.
Yeah.
Warren Oates told people, call me sergeant. No, I'm not an officer, I work for a living.
Yeah. It's a thing of respect, I guess.
See, now, yeah, you can't really tell officers the same thing, can you? I mean, those guys are your bosses, right?
Well, for me, yes. Yeah. Now, I work for a lieutenant colonel and a major.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, you had three guys.
Okay. So, what were we talking? We were talking about the terror threat.
Yeah, terror threat.
And okay, so about 3 years ago, you know, we always have semi trucks coming through the base to deliver, you know, stuff to the commissary and goods and stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
So they get stopped at the gate and they get checked and stuff. But they look underneath. Well, about 3 years ago, they found two Pakistani descent people strapped underneath the truck.
Really?
Trying to sneak on the base.
Did the driver know?
No. That's what's crazy. So the threat's there. I mean, and they detained him at the gate. And
yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him after that, but I'm sure it wasn't pleasant.
You know, that's the thing. Whenever you go to a base like that, whenever I've gone to a base, I've been to two or three of them now, and you don't think about it, but they are looking under your car and stuff at all the time. Even when they're just walking around your car, you realize they've got the little, you don't even pay attention, they've got the little, looks like the selfie stick.
Yes, with a mirror.
With a mirror on it.
And the dog.
And the dog. Is that how they find the Pakistanis? Was it the mirror or the dog?
The mirror.
The mirror found them.
Oh, yeah. And I guess we had so much traffic at Lake and Heath trying to get goods on base, they built a separate gate just for
it's service, like a service entrance.
Like a serve, yeah. Like in a, to process all non-U.S., you know, based at there at Lake and Heath. So they got to go through a separate gate, which speeds it up because I hated waiting in line trying to go to work in the morning.
Which base do you like better? I mean, is one base the same as the other you get on?
No, well, they're all different. It's different everywhere. The parking at Lake and Heath is just terrible. You can't ever find anywhere to park.
It's small, you know. You've been stationed at Elmendorf
Alaska.
You've been stationed at,
Spangdahlem, Germany.
Spangdahlem, Germany. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite one?
Oh, Alaska by far, Bruce.
If somebody is now going into the Air Force, you've got kids from Fairfield going into the Air Force all the time. The Turner kid went to the Air Force, ended up in Guam for a while.
Yeah, Guam's nice, I hear. I've never been, but I heard it's nice.
What is the one that the folks should try to make the request for?
I would definitely recommend Elmendorf Air Force Base. Joint based it with the Army now, but
it was joint back when you were there, wasn't it?
It was an Air Force base, and we had the separate Army post right up next to us. But I was there when they started making the change. They built a joint BXPX, like shopping mall.
So you knew it was coming.
We knew it was coming, but I left before. Heck, I left, Bruce, when the first 22s were landing. When they first
got F-22s?
The Elmendorf got the 22s in 2006, and that's when I left.
Is the 22 a 10-year-old plane now? I guess it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's in combat now.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah. But I would recommend Elmendorf. I loved Alaska. Hunting and fishing is great up there. People are awesome.
Is that your favorite spot that you've been posted?
Oh, yeah, by far. And Germany was fun. It was real nice to travel around. Diane and I went all over the place.
What's your favorite place? You're a world traveler now, basically. You've been to Korea.
I've been well-traveled.
You've been
to Iraq.
Been to Iraq. I mentioned
that. No, I don't recommend anybody
You don't recommend
there.
Going to Iraq. Were you at Bagram? Was that where you were?
No, I was in Balad.
Balad.
I was there, yeah. It was still hot and heavy when I was there.
Is Balad under ISIS control now, or is
No. We didn't lose that one. I can't keep up. It changes hands over there so much. It's sad that Iraq couldn't get it together and keep it going.
Yeah.
We set it up for them, and it's just sad that it couldn't be kept up. I mean, they got overran, so.
Well, you know, that's the thing. They're battling back now, though.
Yep.
You mentioned you had the Army coming in at the Air Force or at the Air Force base, coming together like that. Are the parts of the service you see in the movies from the 1940s? One part of the service hated the other.
Well,
the Navy guys hate the Air Force guys.
Part of the Air Force history is we were Army Air Corps.
Yeah, you were Army Air Corps. Sure.
So they're kind of bringing it back,
but you don't mind.
It's a total force thing now.
But you and your airmen, they don't mind the Army guys, do they?
No, we all get along. I mean,
nobody's throwing punches in the saloons like they did.
No, it's not like that much anymore. Actually, if you're drunk and getting a fight now, they probably I'll just kick you out than to keep.
Oh, it's a little more. They don't send you to the brig, do they?
They got rid of correctional custody, oh gosh, probably about 5-6 years after I'd been in.
Is that part of the? Is that because it's volunteer now?
I think our numbers, and I think a lot of it has to do with money.
Yeah,
the what's been pumped into the
DOD. If you cause trouble, you cause trouble, there's no need to keep you.
Because now I'm not saying you necessarily get kicked out just for getting, but it's pretty easy to get kicked out nowadays. They don't.
Is that right?
They're not as lenient as once was. Like when I first joined.
Is it because
if you got a DUI when I first joined,
drinking
while driving
under the influence,
driving under the influence, you would get it probably in Article 15, and they'd just take a stripe or so, you know, take some rank.
Yeah.
Now, you're probably getting kicked out for sure.
Is that right?
Which I mean, I kind of agree with that because you don't. There's no need to be drinking and driving. I mean, that's a felony.
Yeah. So that's. I didn't realize that it had changed all that much, but I guess it has to. It has.
Because I think when I first joined, gosh, our numbers were 400,000 in the Air Force.
In the Air Force.
And we're down to, I think, under 3-2. I'm not sure. But
can you tell?
It went way down.
Can you tell? Can you tell as a grunt, shall we say? You're big top grunt.
Yeah, I'm the leader of the grunts.
You're a leader of a grunt. You're king of the grunts.
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell as a grunt that there are fewer people than there were like 10, 15 years ago doing, but you're all doing the same job?
We do.
Or are you doing more jobs?
We do more with less is what we say.
Is that right?
Yeah. We less money, less people, and we still got the same amount of work and even more of it because we got new airframes coming online. And
do you like it? You want out in 2 years, but you've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it. It's been good to me and Dinah, but it's almost time to hang it up. I mean, it's time to hang it up. It's getting close, but I still love it. I love my job.
Yeah, let's shift gears. You made me play the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Which I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You know, all the local Bears fans are going to like that. You might even gain some new listeners now.
Oh, gosh. That's all I need, Bears fans. That's not nice to say, I guess. All right. You maybe play the Super Bowl Shuffle. What are the Bears going to do this year? I'm going to shift to sports.
Jay Cutler.
So, by the way, ladies and gentlemen who think I talk sports too much, I waited till 5 till 10 to ask you about sports.
Because we could have had a whole show.
We could have done the whole show.
We could do a fantasy football show after this if you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to ask Jason Edgerton about fantasy football right now. He's fired up about it.
I'm fired up, folks. It's going to be a good season.
What are the Bears going to do?
Well, what's the first question? How's Jay Cutler going to perform?
That's
the
question.
We got him a new weapon, Kevin White on one side.
Yeah.
We still got Alshon.
Yeah.
Now it's all up to Jay not to throw in double coverage.
So are the Bears now going to be a big passing team and throwing it all around?
I really think we're going to throw a lot this year, a whole lot.
You realize that's antithetical to everything the Bears have ever done.
Yes, but can you trust a rookie running back and a second-year guy? Now, I like Langford, but I just don't know. I don't think it can be ground and pounded with the squad we got, but we'll see.
All right, so give me a number. What's other Bears going to make the playoffs? He's not going to give me a number, ladies and gentlemen.
My heart says yes, but my mind says no.
I've had two or three people on the show in the last 2 weeks, and I keep asking people for predictions, and they won't give them because they're afraid.
Bruce, I'm a gambling man.
I've seen you do that.
And if I was betting now, I wouldn't put money on it.
All right, the over-under on wins.
I'll tell you
how. The over-under on wins for the Bears is what? Nine in Vegas or eight in Vegas?
I think it's eight.
Eight in Vegas.
Yeah.
Are you betting the over? Are you call it 8.5. Let's make it easy to figure. Are you betting the 8.5? Are you betting the under or the over on 8.5?
I'd probably if I had to, I'm making you.
I'm
going to take the over.
You're taking the over.
Oh God, help me trust me, Jay Cutler. Now I'll tell you the team to bet on this year.
Now here it comes.
You ready?
Yeah,
you ready?
Please.
This hot take.
The world is waiting because you live in England where sports gambling is legal everywhere.
Every day, all the time. Now you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Bruce.
Oh, good.
You heard it first on the Bruce Dickey Show today. Jacksonville in the playoffs.
Come on. You're saying Jacksonville in the playoffs?
Oh, and they could advance.
Really?
You can win some big money, Bruce. Trust in that D.
I got to tell you, I did not realize that the armed forces were pumping you full of hallucinogenic drugs.
Might have been that anthrax 10 years ago they used to give us. I got pumped full of that, and then they finally said, well, we don't know if this is good.
This may not be good for you. Not.
So it might have clouded the old judgment. I don't know.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
I like them. I like them in Oakland. So if you're laying money down, I like it.
Now, so is that the game you're going to?
I am going to go, hopefully, to see the Colts in Jacksonville in Wembley.
In London.
Yeah. Those are fun games.
You've been to that before.
Oh, yeah. We went and saw Pittsburgh. Dinah and I went and saw Pittsburgh and Minnesota.
What do the English people think about that?
Oh, they pack the stadium. And they love talking football. It's catching on big over there.
Really?
It's catching on big. And they heck, Bruce, they play fantasy football.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's catching on. And
you know how why they can play fantasy football? Because you can't play fantasy soccer. There's nothing to play.
That would be boring point system. I mean, what do you play? Penalty points?
Ah. Yellow
now,
cards.
Me and you went to a English football game.
Yes, we did. And that was a ball.
That was a good time.
Jason, thank you very much again.
Oh, Bruce, it's been a great time.
And again, thank you for your service. Lynn said it earlier, but everybody around here, thanks very much for your service.
I thank you, Wayne County, and hopefully I'll be back soon.
That sounds great. That's Bruce Dickey's show for this week, folks. Have a great weekend.
Y'all take care.